This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Let me, why are you nervous? Are you sweating? What's your problem?
I'm so high from last night, and I've never felt that way before. And I got bubble guts because I ate so much food, and it's just all coming out.
Don't blame this one on me.
So you're high from last night.
Yeah.
What'd you take last night?
My neighbor made this weed syrup, like 150 milligram stuff.
Weed syrup?
Yeah, and he put it in a whiskey sour.
Like the sippy sip?
I don't know.
Is he making the scissor up? Is he? I mean, that's what the black guys.
Not lean.
Well, I think in the African American community, it's called. Isn't it called the scissor up?
Well, there is scissor up, but it's not what he took.
Oh,
yeah, I took weed syrup.
I think just syrup.
Okay, I don't know, but all I know is that it was in a whiskey sour.
You took weed syrup, right?
Yeah.
So basically, he had like a mind blower.
All right, Lummi. So the African American community that you live in was producing mind blowers in the form of edible weed syrup deal, and you overindulged last night. Did Pitbull make you do it?
No, it was my neighbor next to me, Richard.
Is he a black man too?
Yeah, he is.
Right.
And what did he say? Like, were you just out working on the patio, or how did?
Yeah, he said you
want
to.
Hey, Lummi, you want some of this weed syrup?
Yeah, he said it was really good because he knows I like, you know, having whiskey or whatever. And me and Ashley partook, and she drank more than me, and I felt really good, but I still feel high, and I've never felt this way.
Why don't we keep that party going, Lummi?
Now, did they charge you for this?
No, they didn't.
No, oh, wow. Richard.
And they gave me another
one. They'll come back later asking for more.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll be like, how's that high going?
It'll be a 38 caliber to your temple. You want to keep that high going?
Yeah. They'll be like, hey, how was that weed syrup? Was it good? Lummi's like, yeah, it was high for 12 hours. Be like, all right, good. You owe me $60 now.
Yeah.
It worked.
Lummi, you say they do that. A lot of the guys in your community, like, will give you stuff and then ask for the money later when you thought it was just a recreational, you know, enjoy yourself, and then they charge you.
Or, well, I asked him for it because he was bringing me another one because at the time I was feeling so good and floating that I wanted to just keep floating.
Oh, so you started out with his original dose. Then you got back to him and said, hey, I'd like to keep this party going.
Yeah, I asked him if I could Venmo money, but he never got back to me. And then he just showed up with it.
He doesn't know what Venmo is.
Yeah,
you need cash.
And then we didn't do it because Ashley thought she was sleeping and having dreams, and then he just told me to put it in the fridge.
What the hell?
And you're the dorkiest white guy that lives in an African American community ever.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
Lummi, so you haven't given this guy any money yet? Because I've seen videos on mostly dirty websites where when you don't have the payment for these guys, they'll have sex with your woman right in front of you.
He could have taken my TVs last night if he wanted to.
Why are you that? Over. Were you that bad?
I was happy. I was just laughing and, you know, floating, and I couldn't feel anything. And then I could, and then everything I did, like I had, like I felt like I was having an out of body orgasm.
You a weed guy now? You want to do
body orgasm?
Hold on. You felt you were doing an out of body orgasm.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was like the greatest feeling. Like anything I touched, like my whole body just like. Like I just was, you know.
Dude, that wasn't weed, man.
You got high on an edible, buddy.
I don't know. I don't think that was weed.
Yeah, he got high on an edible.
There was something else in there.
Your body is just so used to being drunk that, you know, when you get high on an edible, then it's just such a euphoric feeling because alcohol is kind of a depressant, and whereas weed is kind of a more of a of an uplifting stimuli, if you will.
It was so fun to watch the debate. Like, I was trying to take notes and stuff.
Lummy,
and
how
I didn't
about
take
this?
Any notes.
Lummy.
Lummy. I kept doing myself.
Shut up. Listen, as I'm scrambling around trying to build up our YouTube, trying to get to 100,000 so that the Lightning will roll out the red carpet for me, too. I mean, listen, I'm like, hey, Lightning, you know, you got that one guy for 100. I got 100,000 subscribers on my YouTube, and I'm number one in the world on Twitch. So, you know, let us do something. Let us start chirping. Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. So I'm trying to build up my YouTube. I'm at 35, 36,000 subscribers. I really need to start pressing the gas on this deal. There's probably a lot of people that are listening to us right now on various radio stations or Bubba Army Radio or TuneIn or iHeart or Florida Man or AM820 The Big Ape or watching us on Twitch, and you don't follow us on our YouTube channel. There's a ton of you. Go today and subscribe and get a notification. It doesn't cost anything. When you go to YouTube, search at the Bubba Army, and then get a little notification / subscription deal. You just hit a button that says subscribe, and you hit it. And then all that does is just tells you when we're, you know, putting new stuff out or we're going live. So it's not like you have to pay nothing for it. And then we're going to start doing more stuff on our YouTube channel. And Lummy, one thing we could do is we get you high on that very same stuff that you did last night, right?
Yeah.
And then we have you break down the next presidential debate. Like, you break it down.
Yeah, I could do that. I couldn't move. I was trying to tape myself, but then I was just taping the floor. So
Do you have any footage of you trying to tape yourself but just taping the floor?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I found it. I forgot I did it last night.
Can we have that? Can you get it to Cave? How long is it?
There's one that's a minute. Well, there's a couple. 49 minutes, 4 minutes, 30
seconds.
Wait,
9 minutes?
9 minutes of what, Lummy?
I don't know. Me talking, I guess? 42 seconds.
Oh,
a minute
God.
52, a minute 12, 3 seconds, 11 seconds.
3 seconds.
I don't remember any of them.
Bubba, can we not blame any of this on weed? Like, can we just say that they put some ecstasy or they put something else in there? This doesn't sound like just an edible.
This is what I got to
say. Dude, it was GHB.
This is what I got to say.
Oh, man, another way I was
Let's
feeling.
Go get some more for him, okay?
I got another one.
You do?
Yeah, it's at the house.
Well, let me get a hold of them again and try to buy some more so we can stockpile it up. And we need to, you know, I mean, we need to be able to emulate that feeling at any time so that we can get the best content. I mean, I can only imagine what your 3-second content is. Can you get out over to K or somehow get it to me so we could go through it?
Yeah.
Or do you think there's cursing?
I don't think there's cursing.
I was trying
to do a good job by recording myself, I think, for the show. And then.
Well, you
I
are
don't
the
remember.
New YouTube guy.
Yeah, let me. I mean, like, we're going to make 100,000 subscribers on our YouTube, you know, pretty much riding your back.
Anybody thinking that Lummy messed around and might have made one of the greatest videos of all time last night? And
maybe.
And just remembered it? What are the chances?
What are the chances, Lummy, of...
There's greatness right there.
And you got it, and we'll put it on our, you know, YouTube, and it'll go viral, Lummy, and we'll be like, we will become stars because of you. We've sat here and tried to do it the best we can, and we've gotten, you know, to a pretty good level, but then we became like these YouTube... You're sweating over just the idea, Lummy. Are you nervous?
Lummy's nervous that he's going to have to really become a pothead if this video takes off, because, I mean, he's going to have to switch from alcohol to weed.
Yeah, Lummy, why don't we make that switch? Like, seriously, let's go get you your weed card so that you're completely legal, you know, and stuff like, and then we just turn you into a stoner instead of an alcoholic. I mean, we could watch the transformation, right? Well, that's what we could do on our YouTube channel. Watch the transformation from an alcoholic to a stoner.
Bubba, we could.
Seth, you would watch that, wouldn't you?
Bubba, I'd have this guy flipped by Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't take very long.
Seth, would you not? I mean, you've already watched your Lightning win the Stanley Cup. You've already watched The Last Dance with the Bulls.
Yep.
You're going to probably keep an eye on the White Sox and the Rays.
Yes, sir.
There's, you know, Bears, mm-hmm. Nick Foles. But you could certainly add the transformation of an alcoholic to a stoner on your must-watch stuff, could you not?
It would be an honor to update my LinkedIn and to say that that's a new job that I can do. Yeah, I would be dropping tinctures under Lummy's tongue.
Yeah,
it would be phenomenal. He'd feel great all day.
Lummy, can we get a hold of Ashley, your fiance who you live with, and say, would you help us? What are you looking at Seth all mean right now?
Oh no, I don't know what he was saying. Tinker or whatever under my tongue.
No, that's it's called tincture. It's a
little drop.
It's a very highly concentrated tea, you know, weed drop.
Probably some stuff that was in your little shot last night.
It was a big drink.
Now, Lummy, would your fiance be mad about this?
Like, no, we were sharing the drink together. She just had way more than I did. I only took a little bit of sips, and I'm feeling amazing.
And do you like the feeling? Is this a better feeling than being hungover and drunk?
Yeah, well, it's a weird feeling. I mean,
He's not used to it yet.
Yeah.
I got a full gram joint in my car.
Okay. I feel really happy.
You want to feel happier?
But I slowly.
What?
You want to feel really happy on some papaya cake?
But you're
slowly. 9 pound his.
Cost you $17, but it'll be worth it.
And I can't, man. I'm going to get fat, too, because I couldn't stop eating. Like, I
Oh, you get that. You shake that off.
Why didn't you film that?
I hold a pint of ice cream, and then I ate, like, 12 Oreos.
Oh, Lummy. 12? This is going to be awesome. We got to get all this, Lummy. Like, we sit here and we know what would work, but we don't do it.
Lummy, seriously, let me ask you a question, because I know you like drinking, and that's totally cool, because I would never switch from weed to alcohol, but do you think that you could make the switch, or you like drinking too much?
I enjoy drinking. I mean, I just need to know how to do it.
Like,
he's,
how to get high?
Still high. Look at him.
Yeah. You just want to know how to get high, okay?
I don't like drinking. I just need to know how to get high.
What do we do?
Sounds like you did a pretty good job last night there, buddy.
Yeah, he told me off the air in the hallway, I'm still high from last night.
What do we do if we got him high? Will we just give him, like, one of those pens that you don't even have to push the button on? He just walks around and just hits it all day?
I actually knew a guy that would do double, but he took two pens and would do double barrels. He'd do two pen vape deals.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's aggressive. Is he from Indiana?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He was.
You got to be really high to walk around Indiana, don't you?
He would walk around with two of these vape pens and like just double barrel them. Like,
that might be the way to go, actually.
Well, I mean, we need you to start double barreling vape pens, buddy, and then do like an edible. Let's start that right now.
Do we need to change his physical appearance to kind of match the inner stoner he's about to become?
Like kind of dressing up like
a
stoner?
Like, dread the hair. We need to dread the hair and maybe a few tie-dye shirts, and I feel like that's a good place to start.
Will you help us with that?
Fish.
Will you help us with that, Anna?
Yeah, I know how to dread hair. I have dreadlocks, basically.
You don't have dreadlocks?
If I don't wash it for like 5 days, it starts to dread naturally.
Really?
Yeah, it's gross.
Now, what would you... Could you dread his hair live on the air?
Yeah, I could do that. I'll watch a YouTube video tonight. I'll figure out how to do it.
And then maybe during hot mic or whatever, you could start dreading?
Yeah, and then I'll tie-dye shirt for him, and he'll be good to go.
Lummy, do you think Ashley would be okay? Lummy, you're sweating profusely. Why? You're wiping yourself off with a paper towel. What's going on?
No, Lummy, do you need more?
He's
addicted. He's going through withdrawals.
Oh, we're gonna keep this party going at break. I'm gonna actually, let me.
Am I in a downer right now?
Well, in life, yeah. But after this next break, Lummy, in about 6 to 8 minutes, you and I need to go. You know, go talk a little bit. Have a little job evaluation.
Because you're
outside. Because it's really cool outside.
Well, I mean,
You put the air on for me, but I don't feel it anymore.
Ooh, we should get him some snacks so we can watch him eat.
No.
What would you like to keep this party going? Hold on, let me ask you this. Do you want to keep this party going?
I don't want to like die. I don't want to like
you don't
I
die. Mean, like, when's the last time you ever heard anybody? When's the last time?
When's the last time you died?
When's the last time you heard this report? WFLA news story, Channel 8, number 1 for everything. Breaking news, a guy just overdosed on weed.
This happens all the time.
No, it doesn't.
People die from weed all the time.
Stop.
For real?
No.
I don't know of one documented case of a guy goes, man, he just smoked too much weed and died.
No, it's like he smoked and then he did something dumb, maybe,
but not
from the weed itself, no.
Whereas you could die from alcohol poisoning.
Oh, easy. Happens every day.
You can die from heroin poisoning.
Yeah.
You can die from Percocet poisoning.
Yeah.
All the other cool stuff that's out there. Cocaine. You can blow your heart out.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah. Down.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. Thenewdealshop.com. Promo code Bubba. Everything else that can get you high, you can die on. Think about this. Anything that can get you high, you can overdose on cough syrup. You can overdose on Benadryls. You can overdose on Percocets. You can overdose on heroin. You can overdose on cocaine.
Combinations.
You can overdose on speedballs. You can overdose on everything. But you cannot overdose on weed. You can't.
It's a beautiful
thing. You just feel like you're going to die, but you won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'll pass out. Your body just will not. Your body just shuts down. It's like they have a weed break. Like they just shut you down.
Like a jig break?
Yeah. Some emergency break. There's a weed break that your life hits, and you have it in some mechanism, and it just passes you out. You couldn't stay awake if you wanted. If you're just going straight natural, if you're just doing one. Now, if you're adding stuff on top of it, then that's when, you know, you might die. But Lummy, we're not going to add anything on it.
And Lummy, if you're going to start consuming these edibles all the time, you need to load yourself up with some emergency.
Emergency what?
Emergency, the vitamin C supplement. Because vitamin C will get you out of that funk.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You can always have
it. It's not really a bad funk, though. Like, I still feel like,
But if you ever funk yourself too much, you get, like, sometimes you go over funk.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's what happened to Ashley because she drank more than me, and then she
got overfunked.
Drink some orange juice, or
she got overfunked.
Just go get some emergency.
Ashley was looking to get funked, and she didn't get overfunked.
Are you still having out of body orgasms right now?
Well, no, like I'm all tingly still.
That's great. You're really riding it out, Lummy.
I know, I thought I missed the show when I was in the bathroom. That's why I got nervous and started sweating when I came back in.
Are you starting to get a little paranoid?
Yeah. Well, not yeah.
You know the cops are here, right?
Boop boop.
That's the sound of Lummy getting shook down by the cops.
The cops of Pipple are out there.
Lummy,
won $60.
Lummy, we've got to get you we got to get you legal. We got to get you your card so you're legal.
Well, you know what? Let's keep him illegal for a little while so, you know, he knows what it's like. You know, we can't just have him fully legal right away. He's got to know what it's like to
be a little bit of like an outlaw.
You got to roll around the streets dirty a little bit, you know, just to know what it's like before you can enjoy that freedom of going, hey, this is my medicine.
We're going to roll you around dirty for a little bit, okay, kid?
Yeah, I mean, I liked how I laughed. Everything was funny. Everything was like
laugh,
super
laugh
cool.
Once. Let me give us a laugh.
I just cried.
Lummy, give us a laugh.
Jesus. Yeah.
Lummy.
I mean, anything anyone says, man. The debate was amazing.
Lummy,
the debate. You're the only guy that watched the debate that called it amazing. Not even
zingers.
Trump's handlers called it amazing.
Maybe he understood it. Maybe he could hear.
I was pretty high watching it too.
Things slowed down with him a little bit. And he thought they weren't stepping over each other, and there's like slow down.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing, man. Like the time just stops.
What are we gonna do?
Everything lasts forever.
Oh Oh my God, Bubba!
Look at him scratching his face.
You got something for him, Bubba?
I got him.
Okay.
I got you so good, Lum Lum.
Because these pre rolls are expensive.
I do like the time thing though, because
isn't
like,
it Yom Kippur?
It was, yeah.
Monday.
Is it over with
was
now?
Was it? I have no clue.
Yeah, you're not supposed to work or eat or any of that stuff, but you know, lighting with the Stanley Cup on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, like
L'chaim.
Like your mom, like mom. There's, I had to watch the Lightning win the Stanley. Like, were you not supposed to even watch the Lightning?
You're not supposed to go to work. You're not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to do anything. And
except
Monday,
what?
Except
sit on
be
the couch.
In temple and think about the sins, you know, think about all your sins, which I don't think I've had that much. I don't think I've had a whole sinful year, to be honest with
what
you.
What if there was a guy, a really star player on the Lightning?
Guys have sat out. Sandy Koufax sat out back in the day because of Yom Kippur.
For real?
Uh-huh.
That's not even fair. Yom Kippur should have a waiver where if you're a pro athlete or somebody. What if the president, you know?
Well, I think because I'm hoping I didn't go to temple this year, but I'm thinking and hoping that they didn't do a lot of services because of social distancing and stuff. So maybe they just did a virtual temple. I don't know.
What if you're the president?
According to Wikipedia, the prohibitions on Yom Kippur are no eating or drinking, no wearing of leather shoes, no bathing or washing, no anointing oneself with perfumes or lotions, and no marital relations.
I could handle that, and you didn't get laid. You didn't wear leather boots.
Right.
You didn't
use perfumes or lotions.
Didn't put any, I went all natural that day.
Yeah, no cologne.
Didn't take a shower. Okay, I could go a shower.
And you didn't eat or drink.
No. Oh.
See, that's the kicker. And that's what
How
you got. That's,
people will die.
Well, no, don't.
It's one day, Bubba. They'll be fine.
Oh.
It sucks. I mean, the no water thing really sucks. But, I mean, that's what you're to atone for your
sins. How about
sins.
Pills? Does it say anything about pills? Because what I could do is, because of all of that, and I
we just let you can take your pills. I mean, if, you know, the ones that you need to survive, not the ones that you need to feel good.
What about the ones I need to feel good to put me asleep so I can remember that I'm not, so I don't get mad about not eating?
Can't take those till sundown.
You can't take pills.
Dude, I used to break my fast. I used to go to CC's. I would like get really high, and then I'd go to CC's to break my fast when I was on my own. So, yeah.
Yeah, but like, is there anybody that really does, like, is there any Jewish people that really do it to the absolute?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking about to the letter.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, I couldn't do it this year.
And what if you worked? You just can't, right? You're not supposed to go to work.
Well, Yom Kippur is about the Day of Atonement to get your name put in the Book of Life. So, you know, you atone, God puts your name in the Book of the Life. Boom, you live for another year. Now, I didn't go to temple. I don't know if God's seeing me. I'm out here working. I'm trying, but it might not be my year.
God sees you, like just like John Cena. God sees you.
Let's hope so.
God sees you.
He didn't see me in temple this year.
Yeah. Listen, God can't. He didn't have that good of him, you know, like,
you think he's got other things going on?
Yeah, and I'm already in the Book of Life. It's called Google, and I prefer not to be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code BUBBA. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the clean phone wand now, and then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Lummy, how you doing, buddy? I took you out. You know, took you aside. I took you back to the woodshed.
Oh.
And
got me some snacks.
I was almost letting you. I was gonna.
Yeah, I dropped those off for you. I figured you'd want some.
Sweet.
I was like, I was showing you the rabbits.
We have some chips and stuff too, Lummy. If you'd like those, you can go shopping in the pantry.
Lummy, do you know what that that rib reference is? Show me the rabbits.
Yeah.
What?
Out back we have two rabbits.
No.
Show me your moose.
The term, you don't ever want to get shown the rabbits. You don't want to ever have anybody show you the rabbits, because if they're taking you out back to show you the rabbits, that means they're going to shoot you in the back of the head.
Oh.
Like George of Mice and Men had to do to Lenny, remember?
Oh, yeah. I don't want that.
So that's a term. Get shown the rabbits. Getting shown the rabbits is a bad term. It's an old-timer term.
Like, so you showed me the rabbits back then?
No, I didn't show you the rabbits.
No, you're still alive.
You don't want anybody. You don't want me to say, hey, Lummy, I'm going to take you out back and show you the rabbits. Because if somebody's taking you out back to show you the rabbits.
I need to run.
They're going to kill you.
I gotcha.
So I was taking you out back to the woodshed just to have some man time with you.
Ew, that sounds weird.
Thank you.
Well, you know how sometimes, like, you know, on King of the Hill, guys will meet out back and have a few beers. That's what men do. Like, they, you know. They go in their backyard and their buddies in their backyard and they, like, you know, yell over the fence and have like a man moment.
Yeah, crack open a Bud Light, Miller Light,
so,
whatever.
I was on my side of the fence and Lummy was on his side of the fence and we were having a man moment. I was like, hey, how you doing, Warren? You're like, good, Todd. I'm like, hey, have you ever tried this stuff before? It's pretty good. Why don't you try it there, Warren? Okay, Todd, I'll get back to you. Lummy, why do I play both people? Why can't you play Warren?
I am playing me. I'm playing me.
What are you drinking?
Water.
Mm.
Sure.
Lummy. In order for this experiment that we're doing, you can't drink at all. Like, you can't pile alcohol on top of what we're piling.
No, I wasn't gonna. No, mine water. I got it out of the sink.
I think I'll say to you, it's tap water.
Yeah, it's tap water. It's good for me.
But Seth, but you know, you being the vice president of this operation turned Lummy into a stoner.
Yeah, I resign. I resign from my position as getting Lummy high. I've taken a new position.
It was your idea, Seth Kushner.
I've taken a new position of working with school children and getting them high, Bubba. It was a position I couldn't turn down. It was something that I've always wanted to do, was turning a new generation of youth onto weed, and not an old generation who's probably going to go back to alcohol anyway.
So you're taking yourself off this board? You're no longer part of this operation?
You want to join, Lummy?
Come back to the side, Seth. Come back to us.
I just want anybody that wants to help me out here to agree that you can't pile alcohol on top of what we're piling.
Well, that's what happened last night, too. I mean, that's why I think he was feeling the way that he felt. It wasn't just the weed.
Really, I know. It was mixed with the whiskey.
What I'm saying is I'm trying to get you off the whiskey, Lummy, and just get, in order for our experiment to work, Lummy, I got to have you off of all of that. Would you not agree? Or, I mean, are we going to, like, try to perfectly blend the two together?
No, you gotta isolate each variable.
Right.
I mean, that's the way to go.
Lummy, we're isolating each variable here, okay, buddy?
Okay.
What are we doing?
Isolating variables.
Yes. And so you can't have two...
Goddamn genius.
When you're isolating two variables, you can't mix them together. They have to be individual. We know what one variable does to you. Trust me, the drunkenness. We know. Like, we don't have to... You live your life like that. Now let's get you off of that variable and get you onto this new variable for a couple weeks and see which variables is better. I mean, okay. That's a goddamn scientific. We should almost get funded by the government here. This is
We need a grant. We need grant money.
Such a research project, Lummy. They could take this into the into America and for like an Alcoholic Anonymous meetings and say, I know all you guys are alcoholics, but we did this experiment with an alcoholic 37-year-old man in Tampa. And his life changed from this to this. And Lummy could show you, like, you know, all just scummy and not, you know, just all sweaty as an alcoholic. And then it could show you just really happy and high with a flowered shirt on at the beach. High.
I like flower shirts. Makes me like Tom Selleck.
You should probably need to start a journal if you're going to be doing this on a regular basis, just so you can kind of monitor how you're feeling and the changes that you're experiencing.
Lummy, let's practice as if you were writing in your journal right now.
All right.
Let me see here. Hold on. Writing. Hold on.
Today's date, the time, everything.
Writing in a...
You want some writing in journal sound effects?
Yes. In a journal...
Like some contemplative music.
How do you spell journal? G-O-U-R?
Yeah, N-A-L.
J-O-U-R-A-L, right?
N-A-L. Journal.
N-A-L. Yeah, and no. Don't forget the no. All right, here we go. Lummy, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I got it here. I want to make your first journal entry here.
Oh.
It's a pencil.
ASMR.
Here we go. Ready, Lummy?
Dear journal.
Oh, I need to have some like some music too, don't you think?
You need some like contemplative music.
All right. Oh God, how do you write that? tell me how to spell it.
C-O-N-C-O-M. Yeah. Con, no, C O N T M P L E T A V
E L
Contemplative.
Contemplative music. Hold on.
It should autocorrect for you.
All right, here we go. You just got to get there. I mean, we're putting this whole thing together here.
There you go.
Hold on, here we go.
Yeah. Thoughts. Hold on. Feelings.
Are you trying to take over the segment?
No. Sorry.
Shut up. Touch your hole.
Sorry.
Now, Blitz, now I got one screen. God dang it. I can't take much more of this. I simply cannot. Gotta get all this. I got all these boxes that are open.
You need to start journaling too.
Hold on here. Hold on. I gotta make it.
In the journaling one, that's a short thing, so you have to loop it.
Yeah, I know. I gotta get the right
mix.
Levels. Jesus, God, are you kidding me?
Lummy is actually writing stuff down.
I know.
I'm not sure if it's his journal entry or what. Just think that's due later.
I am Lummy.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right. Okay. Lummy?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Do you know what we're doing?
Write journal. I was writing in my journal.
Okay. It's Deep Thoughts with High Lummy. Okay. That's what. Now, what are we calling it again?
Deep Thoughts with High Lummy.
What is it called, buddy?
Deep Thoughts with High Lummy.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear this prose I read.
Here we go. Hold on.
He's going to be smoking it.
Here we go.
They might have put some Prozite in your drink last night, Lummy.
No, that was good.
And now, Deep Thoughts with High Lummy.
Dear Journal, today I drank whiskey sour with Ashley from Richard, comma. We started to think we were poisoned since he is a Biden guy. He said he didn't when we asked him. Time is really slow. I feel I've been writing for a long time. I don't know what else to do. My arms are feeling really light. I feel like I can't move. I do like the feeling though. I watched the debate last night, and Trump had a lot of good zingers. I laughed a lot. Laughing is nice. It makes me laugh.
Laughing is nice, and it makes me laugh.
I mean, it makes me happy.
Laughing is nice, and it makes me laugh.
It makes me happy. I like being happy. Ashley might have taken too much, but I felt really good on it. I feel like I'm floating, and I weigh 3 pounds. I touch myself, I get goosebumps. Like right now, I'm moving and I feel like I'm not moving. This is getting for real now. I'm starting to feel something that I didn't feel before. I'm gonna ask Seth if this is how I'm supposed to always feel.
If this is how I'm always supposed to feel.
Now, you're on ecstasy.
Now, last night, did you guys have to like call in anybody to help or anything?
Yeah, we called. Well, she called her one friend who's an EMT, and then I had Richard come back over to explain it to us.
Hold on. You called an EMT last night?
Yeah.
And then he called Richard and said, "Did you drug us? Because you're a Biden guy."
Yeah. Well, at first I asked him for more. And
calling
then...
a black guy. Up. Hey. Yeah. What's up? Man, did you drug me? Because I'm a. Because you're a Biden guy. Oh, hold on. Let me. We gotta pick it back up. Deep thoughts with Highland.
Richard came over. And he was really nice to me, which he normally isn't. He told me, I told him one time that I would give him one of my big TVs. I laughed. I think I agreed to it, too. I don't know, because I don't remember anything else.
You're going to come up to an empty house today.
I did have sex. It was really good.
I thought Ashley's passed out.
No.
He didn't say she was awake.
It was consensual.
It was contentual?
Yeah. I tried to video myself. It didn't
having sex?
Well. Oh. No. I had the phone the wrong way. I was hoping Bubba wouldn't get mad. I thought I was going to be late today. I took like a 10-minute crap, too, before the show. It felt good. Jesus. And I ate Mexican and 2 tacos. And
I took a 10-minute crap before the show, .. It felt good.
Yeah, and I had corn in it because I ate 2 tacos for Taco Tuesday. And I couldn't eat it first for a while, and they sat there, and I felt like it had it like the box was cement. I couldn't pick it up, so I waited, and then I ate it. But I put too much hot sauce in it, which I think upset my stomach. So what I did was, when you eat hot stuff, you want to drink milk. So I ate a whole pint of ice cream. It was actually really good. We don't eat Ben and Jerry's anymore because they're bad people. So she got a different brand.
You mean they're liberals?
No, they support.
Bad things. Yeah.
I don't know what they support, but they support
bad
things.
Bad people supporting bad things, so now we buy Bluebell.
I mean, Lummy's right.
Yeah, she got the ice cream that has a screw top, so you know we're fancy. I ate the whole thing. It was chocolate chip cookie dough. I thought I was done, but then I saw we had Oreos in the freezer, and I ate 12, but I put them in milk to cool my mouth down after the ice cream. And I like put like 6 Oreos in, and then they all kind of like get mushy, and then it's like a big milkshake Oreo thing.
It's a white trash Oreo blizzard.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
And what is it? What is it?
It's a white trash Oreo blizzard, and I feel like I made it up, and like
I made it up just now. I just told you what it was.
No, but I made up the idea last night. I mean, I should patent that. I mean, I could sell it. It was really good.
What would you call it?
I would call it a white trash orange blizzard. I mean, a white trash Oreo blizzard. And if you guys have to try it, I would try it.
Yeah, you were high because that's what high people do is they make up stuff that have already been invented. And,
yeah,
and, think
and
they
believe
invented
the guy
it.
And believe it's theirs. So.
There's no one that invented it, but I did. It's okay. And then I lay down and I watched more of the debate. And then I floated above my body.
Did you go out? Did you go out and buy the ice cream, or you already had the ice cream?
We had the ice cream delivered from Amazon. It came.
Hold on, you had
Amazon delivers ice cream?
Yeah.
Lummy.
What?
You were so flipping out for ice cream that you had him deliver just ice cream to your house, just ice cream.
Yeah, we didn't think it would be a good idea to try to walk to the store. So we just had someone bring it to us because we thought we'd probably get lost.
Was it $12 ice cream? Was it $12 ice cream?
It was Amazon. I don't know. It was on Amazon Prime. Ashley ordered it. I don't know. She got other stuff too.
All right, that's been. And now that's been. Thank you for listening to.
Thank you for listening to my thoughts when I write my journal.
No, it's.
Wait, Deep Thoughts with, thanks for listening to Deep Thoughts with Lummy.
No, Deep Thoughts with High Lummy, you dumbass.
Stop, I found it in high. Thanks for listening to Deep Thoughts with High Lummy. I don't know. Am my arm supposed to feel this light?
Yes. Relax. Just relax. Close your eyes.
You think what you gave him kicked in yet?
Yes.
Some of it.
I want you to close your eyes, Lummy. I want you to kick your head back. I want you to grab each shoulder with your other hand like crisscross applesauce. Do a crisscross applesauce. Lean back. Relax. Become the music.
Ah!
Seth quit Acorn and your friend. Put your acorn away, Seth.
Sorry.
Lummy, back to your position. Just relax and become the music kid.
I thought we had trust there.
Oh, God.
Give your brain to 1,000 bits.
See, Lummy, if you were on weed and not ecstasy right now, you would think that was funny.
Oh, God, Lummy, your skin's crawling right now, isn't it? Is it just crawling, buddy? How you feeling?
Did you give me ecstasy?
We don't know what you got.
No, you got ecstasy from the Biden guy.
Yeah.
That's what we thought, too.
Yeah, you put ecstasy in there.
Just wait 20 minutes until the other stuff kicks in.
Yeah, wait till your Bubba portion of this party kicks in.
Am I going to be smart?
Are you going to be smart?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That'll ever happen.
There's nothing for that.
I mean, anything short of a brain transplant, Lummy, I don't know that you're going to be smart. Have they ever done a brain transplant?
They tried a head transplant, I think.
What?
Like in Russia.
If you had to pick somebody's head to be on your body, but my body would mess up even the hottest guy's head. Like, you could put the hottest guy in the world that's a head on my body, and he'd still be a fat ass. Right?
Probably not.
If you could have any head. If you could have any. Can you imagine putting Anna's little peanut head on Lummy's body and Lummy's head on Anna's body? Can you imagine how big Lummy's head would look on little Anna's body?
That would be awesome.
Hey, big head. I found these in my backpack, some blue raspberry edibles. Should we give those to Lummy with a kicker?
Yeah, just give them to him right now.
A medical grade.
Yeah, just right down the hatch.
You think?
Yeah. Okay. Lummy, go ahead and take those and tell me when you've officially dehatched them so I know exactly what to put you down for here.
Are you sure, Bubba, are you sure this is a good idea?
Yeah. Okay. What is he going to do?
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Lummy, do you have any plans today?
I got the lightning thing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's something you could miss.
What?
He doesn't need to be lucid for that.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, he will be in a wheelchair.
Lummy, you're not doing the lightning thing till 4. What time? Lummy, we want to try to validate the fact that you need a wheelchair, so we're getting you there, okay?
I gotcha.
Now, Lummy, what time is your lightning thing?
I don't know.
Is it 7:30, isn't it?
Yeah. Isn't there a parade, though?
There's a boat parade.
There's all kinds of stuff today, but I think the Ray J thing starts at 7:30.
Yeah. So, Lummy, you got from now until, I mean, you got practically 10, 12 hours of not, you know, having to be functional for us to get you dialed in to where you will need a wheelchair when you go. And we don't want to be scumbag and take advantage of the situation, an able-bodied guy using a wheelchair, you know. In today's cancel culture, we could get canceled for that. Bubba the Love Sponge was well on his way to being the next big thing, but got canceled because one of his co-hosts, you know, was disrespectful to disabled people. And there was one guy in the parking lot who didn't get a go, who legitimately was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but I need extra space.
He was said we didn't have any. I'm just saying, you're an able-bodied human being.
No, I'm not. So, I mean, I just wanted an extra space. I have knee problems.
You'll be drooling by 7, so yeah. You'll be good.
We're gonna get you gimmicked up, Lummy, with one crutch, and we'll get like a knee brace. Like we'll go down to like, just get an ace bandage. Lummy, remember the guys from the Revolutionary War? They'd have bandages around their head.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll bandage around your head and your knee, and you walk in with one crutch.
That's a good look.
You know, Lummy.
Well, can I just have a wheelchair?
No, because...
Can someone push me?
No. That's more illegal.
What? How's that illegal?
No, he might need a wheelchair by then.
I know, but we're not documented to have a wheelchair.
You don't need a document to have a wheelchair?
Let me, however you want to get to the lightning deal, we'll have you so messed up that you would need assistance.
Don't call me either, Lummy.
Yeah.
Ashley will be pushing him around.
Oh, yeah. Did you take those two?
Did you take the ones?
Two. Yeah. You gave him two?
Seth, what time are you going to be there?
Oh, Seth said don't call me, buddy. Listen, we're not.
You don't worry about that. Oh, God, he gave me a weird look.
I can't wait to see the next episode of High Lummy Investigates.
Lummy, Do you have the? Did you send the videos to Sponge or anybody of last night? Because I'm still convinced they didn't put weed in your drinks. That you were on something else. I'm just trying to see the footage that you documented where you're trying to film yourself.
Yeah, let me. Who have you gotten those to?
I sent an email to Cave. I've been trying to.
Cave will get them up. Cave will get them up. I mean, it might be a while, but Cave will get them up. It's quite the process.
Do you think it's weed? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think they gave him like a fentanyl. With a weed kicker.
Could have been GHB. That sounds like what it is.
Like a GHB with a weed kicker, you know, specially concocted right there in Seminole Heights.
Are you starting to sweat? That's when you know the stuff's kicking in, Lummy, is like the edible, when you just kind of, your forehead starts to sweat a little bit.
How are you feeling right now, Lummy? Because I gave him some pretty stiff dosage of some stuff.
Uh-oh.
And then, Seth, you piled on probably two of what I gave him, so he's running with four of those. The average human being would take one. He hit four of them as a rook.
Well, and he's still running on whatever they put in last night.
Right. He's still probably got 40% of that high left. So, Lummy, you should be really, really dialed in here soon. And don't fight it, kid. Roll with it. Just roll with it. If your arms feel noodly, be noodly. Like, don't fight it. Let yourself go.
Be the noodle.
Be the noodle. Be the high.
You feel an attraction towards men?
What are you feeling right now? Like, what's in your head?
They're
like,
not high.
Like, what's in your head right now?
I'm just really concentrating. I was going to say something. All the stuff you named freaked me out a little bit. That could have been in the drink.
Fentanyl?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're not the ones that are taking, you know, syrup drinks from African-American men.
It's like a synthesized heroin.
Synthetic heroin. Like when we party, Lummy, we know who we're partying with and what they're giving us.
Lummy, if there was anything bad in the drink last night, it would have been done by now.
Yeah, you would have died by now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're not going to die.
Remember, they went back for more, and then they never got back to them because they're like, God, I can't believe they want more poison.
Yeah.
We thought we gave them enough poison initially.
Right. So, Lummy, I want you to know that if you were going to die, it would have happened by now. So now you just need to party. Since you know you're not going to die,
you're fine.
I mean, what's the next natural progression? If allow me, you feel so high that you think you might die.
Yeah, that's the natural progression, I think.
Then they say you're not going to die. You're like, you're not going to die. Then you might as well continue the part. Like, you might as well pile on the party in a little bit.
Yeah, have a snack.
You might as well press the gas on the party in, Lum.
By the way, if this guy falls down the escalator or something at Ray J tonight, just don't say you know me at all, okay?
Call Diaco because we'll have a press. We'll have our own box soon. Hey, Seth, how you like my new luxury box? Great. How'd you pay for it? Settled with the Bucks in a lawsuit from Lummy, pie facing himself.
The guy drooling in the corner over there.
See the guy that's handicapped?
You
think they're going to find out that when Lummy's got 400 milligrams of edibles pumped through his body with a 9 ecstasy pill kicker?
Oh, they'll never know. They don't listen to the show.
No, I'm just saying with the toxicology when Lummy's
400 milligrams with an oxy kicker.
Yeah, when Lummy's like rabid, like foaming at the mouth of the corner, they're going to be like, I don't know, man. I don't know. We might just take this one to court.
All right, so we'll settle for 300 level seats, okay?
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps. It's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.